and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. When you have a disagreement with someone, what do you usually do? Do you often look for ways to reconcile, that is, to make up? Or do you find that it's better to build up walls, and so you try to avoid that person? Well, today's lesson is called Build Bridges, Not Fences. What does it have to do with reconciliation? You will find out. So here's a question for you. What do you need sometimes in a friendship? What do you need sometimes in a friendship? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin.
Build bridges, not fences. Sometimes it takes a stranger to help. Once upon a time, two neighbors who lived on bordering farms had an argument with each other. It was the first serious dispute in years of farming side by side. They had traded labor and goods and shared machinery as needed without a problem. Their long friendship fell apart. It began with a small difference of opinion and then grew into a war of words. It ended with the two no longer speaking to one another.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 border 这个动词。Border 我们学过，如果当名词是指边界，但是在这里是当动词，意思是指相邻或接壤。例如 the countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea all boast mild weather and an abundance of seafood. 与地中海相邻的国家都享有温和的气候以及丰富的海产。或者是 India borders Burma and Indonesia.印度与缅甸跟印尼都有接壤 Border 也指围着或环绕例如 The lake is bordered by a beautiful forest 这个湖泊被美丽的森林所围绕继续我们看的是 dispute 这个名词 DIS 这个字首有反对的意思 PUT 这个字根是指认为所以 dispute 就是指争执争端或纠纷例如 there's been a long-running dispute between the two bordering countries. 这两个相邻的国家多年来一直都有纠纷。或者是 the pay dispute was finally resolved by a 2% raise in salaries. 这个工资的纠纷后来是因为加薪两个百分比才能够解决的。Dispute 也可以当动词例如Few would dispute that Meryl Streep is one of the best actresses in Hollywood. 很少人会不赞同梅丽史翠普是好莱坞最好的女演员之一。 You are very fast.
Thanks. Today's lesson is called Build Bridges, Not Fences. And we read here, sometimes it takes a stranger to help.So it sounds like sometimes it's good to have someone neutral, someone who, like, is not, related to the problem to come and help out with a problem.
That is the answer to today's question.
Oh.
My question was, what time, or at times, what do you need to help friends? And the answer is...
A stranger. Sometimes you need a stranger to help out.So who is the stranger in our lesson today?
We are going to find out very shortly.
Yes, very good.
But let's get started right at the top. Once upon a time. A lot of stories like to start out that way. Once upon a time, two neighbors who lived on bordering farms had an argument with each other.
All right, so these neighbors are living not too far away from each other. They have farms, so... Mm-hmm.Not just a house, but they have maybe big pieces of land as well. And they're bordering each other. These farms are bordering each other, which means they're right next to each other.
It was the first serious dispute, like argument, in years of farming side by side. You see those words, side by side, they're right here on the screen. This just means that two things are next to each other.
So these people were living side by side, and they had a dispute. Well, that's not comfortable when you start arguing with somebody when you're side by side.
Not good at all.
No.
Especially when you're so close and then you argue, you have a dispute. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I know some people that work side by side. Rebecca and Gabe at Studio Classroom.
Yeah. Sometimes we have serious disputes.
Well, they're not. And sometimes they're pretty serious. But
yeah.
Very rarely. But you know, this also makes me think of, some people that have pets, and maybe the pets really get along as well. They might have the two dogs always played side by side. Whenever they ran out in the fields, they were always side by side.
That's a good example. I like that. Well, they, back to our neighbors, had traded labor and goods and shared machinery as needed without a problem. It sounds like they're very good friends. They're working well together. They're sharing their resources with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this phrase we want to talk about. To do something as needed. When do you use this? Well, you basically can use this phrase when you're talking about, you don't necessarily need something all the time, but sometimes you do.
Yes, sometimes you need something. So I'm willing to help out as needed. Okay, it's okay if you don't need my help right now, but just let me know, give me a call, because I'm willing to help out whenever you need it. Or, I like to encourage people as needed as well. Sometimes you might notice your friend is just feeling sad or depressed, and most of the time you don't need to say anything extra special to them, but now is maybe a good time to encourage that person.
That's great. Well, this next part is a little bit sad. Their long friendship fell apart. And if something falls apart, like a friendship, this just means that the friendship is having problems, and so now they're no longer friends. But lots of things can fall apart. Toys can fall apart. Your bike might fall apart.
Your car might fall apart. My scooter might fall apart if I don't take care of it. So things fall apart, and as we found out in our lesson, relationships can also fall apart. Now, there's a related phrase that we use to talk about communication. We use the phrase break down, okay? So maybe if I'm trying to communicate something to Rebecca, she misunderstands me, and she thinks I'm saying something completely different than I'm actually saying. We could say there was a breakdown in communication somewhere.
Or sometimes that might equal or turn into a war of words.
War of words.
That's fun to say. And it might even turn into a feud. Let's talk about this word feud. A feud is just an argument that has existed for a long time between different people, and it causes a lot of violence.
Yeah, and this often happens with people who used to be close, like family members. Maybe now there is a family feud. Well, friends, we hope you're not feuding with anybody right now. It's time for us to enjoy the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. You know, a lot of times we answer questions about language here on Info Cloud, but sometimes there are questions to which there are no definite answers.
We know that a lot of times when we're talking about language, there are specific rules that we have to follow to use the language correctly.
Sometimes there are disagreements about proper usage, which can change as the language changes over time. Other times, even experts don't agree with each other about what is correct.
Did you hear what you said just now, Carolyn? Even experts don't agree with each other about what is correct. Now, some people would say that that sentence was incorrect.
And this is when we have to talk about the two reciprocal pronouns, one another and each other. A reciprocal pronoun indicates an action involves more than one person, and that each of those people are benefiting or experiencing the consequences.
Now, some experts say that each other should be used when you're talking about two people. One another, on the other hand, should be used when you're talking about more than two people.
Peter, Paul, and Mary congratulated one another after graduation. This is an example of a reciprocal pronoun used among a group. My parents always talked with each other before making a big decision.
Excellent examples. Friends, Carolyn was right earlier, though. Although there are preferences for using one another and each other, they can also be used interchangeably.
But if you are ever in doubt, you can follow the guidelines on how to use reciprocal pronouns. But be aware that they are often used interchangeably.
英文当中有两个 reciprocal pronouns, 相互代名词, 一个是 each other, 另一个是 one another, 两者的意思都是彼此互相。 根据传统的文法规则, 在表示两个人或两项事物时, 要使用 each other。 若是表示三个或三个以上的人或事物, 就要使用 one another。 但是在日常生活中, 一般的会话当中, 这两个代名词是可以互换着用的。 现今大多数的美国人都不理会这项规则了, 而是看个人习惯使用其中之一。 但如果是在考试的场合, 可能还是要照老规则比较安全才会得到分数。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次节目再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now in today's lesson so far, we met two neighbors who were really good friends. They were willing to help each other, share their equipment with each other. And then, one day, something terrible happened. Their friendship fell apart. And they had a war of words. That is, a war with their words. Well, friends, let's see what happens next.
Build bridges, not fences. One morning, there was a knock on the door of one of the neighbors. He opened it and saw a man with a carpenter's toolbox. I'm looking for a few days of work, he said. Do you happen to have any work I could do for you?
Yes, said the man. I do have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm. That's where my neighbor lives.
Okay, 接下来我们看 carpenter 这个名词。 Carpenter 是指木匠或木工师傅。 例如 Willie quit school at 14 and became an apprentice carpenter。 为了14岁就辍学当木工学徒，或者是 The carpenter wore goggles while sanding the window frames. 这位木工师傅在磨平窗框的时候戴着护目镜。如果是木工手艺的话，是 carpentry, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-R-Y, 是一个不可数名词。例如 basic carpentry skills and simple tools are all that is required to fix these staircases. 修理这些楼梯台阶只需要简单的木工技巧跟简便的工具。最后我们看的是creek这个名词。Creek是指小溪或小河。例如 we always went fishing in the creek behind our house when we were little. 我们小的时候都会到家后面的小溪钓鱼。或者是 the creek dries up during the winter and then you can see some small puddles in the creek bed. 这个小溪冬天的时候就会没有水，你可以看到溪床里的一些小水塘。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we know that these two neighbors are no longer talking to one another. One morning, there was a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And guess who was there?
It was a carpenter. But before we get into that part, let's talk about that phrase, there was a knock on the door.
Oh, yes, Gabe. Let's talk about to knock on versus to knock over. If you knock on the door, that just means you hit the door and you make a sound like this. Knock, knock, knock.
That's right. So you're knocking on the door. Remember, friends, if you're knocking on a door, don't say, I'm knocking the door, or someone is knocking the door. Sometimes I hear people say that. No, you need to make sure you have the word on there. Knock on the door.
And
or you could say someone keeps on knocking. Oh, they keep on knocking, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to add the word door, make sure you add the word on as well. Knock on the door.
And you see this other phrase, to knock something over or to knock over. That is different than knocking on the door. Maybe you have something standing and then you accidentally walk by it and it falls over. You could say, oops, I just knocked over the lamp.
Knocked over the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, I knocked over that glass of water and spilled water everywhere. Okay, so that's the difference between to knock on something, like knocking on a door, and knocking over something.
Okay, let's continue on. He, referring to one of the neighbors, opened the door, and saw a man with a carpenter's toolbox. Let's take a look at a toolbox, and what might you find in a toolbox? Well, it's just a box where you find a lot of tools, like in this picture.
That's right, and we wanted to talk about some tools, some common tools that you might see in a toolbox. Okay, so for example, Rebecca, do you have any tools? I know you have something very heavy there in your right hand.
Yeah, so we have a toolbox here.
Uh-huh.
And inside the toolbox, there are a lot of different types of tools, right?
Yes.
We've established that. So the first type of tool that we thought would be fun to talk about is a wrench.
Yes, and you can use the wrench to kind of adjust things.
Mm-hmm.
There's also other things that you use to adjust things, like, for example, a hammer, like I have in my hand, is tweeze, and you use this to pound in nails.
Ah, that's right. And after a hammer, we have a screwdriver. That's a tool that's used for turning screws.
Yes, exactly. In Chinese, you call this a luoshichizi. You like that? You like that phrase?
Oh, yes. Say it again.
Luoshichizi.
Luoshichizi.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. But Rebecca, I see in your hand, you are holding something very heavy.
Yes, this is heavy. This is a drill.
Yeah.
And a drill is used for making holes.
Right. This is an electric drill in Zhuan. Okay, well, thank you very much for bringing that drill to our lesson today, Rebecca.
Yeah, me too. Well, anyway, the carpenter said, I'm looking for a few days of work. Do you happen to have any work? Now let's talk about that phrase or that question, do you happen to have any? You can ask this question when you're inquiring, but you don't know for sure if someone can answer you the way you want them to.
For example, Rebecca, do you happen to have a drill that I could borrow?
I do, right here.
Thank you.
Do you happen to have a hammer?
Yes, sure. It's a little bit lighter. You can have it.
Oh, great, thank
you. Yeah, nice. Well, right now, friends, it is time for us to go to the SC Challenge.
Yes, boing.
Yes!
Hello, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And look who's joining us today.
Yes.
This is Zach.
Glad to be here.
Yes. So how are you feeling, Zach, about the SC Challenge?
I'm feeling ready.
Okay.
A little anxious, but ready to try it out.
Ready to try it out. Well, today's lesson is called Build Bridges and Not Fences. Or just Build Bridges, Not Fences. Fences. And this is very important, right? Because when you put up a fence, it makes it seem like you're building a wall between you and somebody.
Yeah, it can.
And you don't want to do that.
No.
So have you ever had an argument with someone?
I have.
Yes, it's part of life, right?
That's right.
But have you been able to resolve that argument?
We were.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about that shortly. But the first question I have for you, and these are some questions I would like you to think about as well, friends. Number one, what do you think is the best way to handle an argument?
I think the best way to handle an argument is to remember to keep the people as the priority.
Okay.
Right? So obviously the conflict or the argument and the issue at hand is important, but I think that the priority should be the people and the relationship.
Okay. So what exactly do you mean by that?
So it's in my experience, if you're having an argument, that you want to keep one eye on the issue mm-hmm. and maybe the other eye on the person.
Okay. So in other words, if you're having an argument, rather than focusing so much on the argument, remember that this is a person you're
right.
talking. This is a friend, somebody that is really important.
Right.
Okay. That's an excellent point. Number two, can you share about a time when you had an argument with someone, but you resolved it in a healthy way?
Sure. So what comes to my mind is an argument that I had with another driver while driving, and there was some kind of a problem with the traffic mm-hmm. and that kind of a thing. And so we had a bit of an altercation.
Okay. So then how did you resolve this issue?
Just by talking, remaining calm, and trying to remember, yeah, to see this person as a person and not just to get my own way and to that kind of thing.
Did you know this person?
I didn't.
You didn't. And sometimes it can be even more difficult to resolve an argument in a healthy way with someone you don't know.
That's true.
It's like, ah, oh, this is just a person. But it's not just a person. It's someone who's very valuable and important, right?
That's right.
That is a really good example. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you drive, I feel like it can be easy to get annoyed.
It can be.
And so it's important to stay calm.
Yeah.
So do you have any specific tips that you would like to share with anyone about resolving conflict or maintaining peace in a relationship or friendship?
Well, I think you said it, to see that person as a person who has value, and also, yeah, to not necessarily think that the issue or the argument is the primary concern, but it is important, but trying to balance that, right? And like mm-hmm. I said, keep one eye on the conflict, one eye on the person.
That's excellent tip, and I think that it's also important to remember that sometimes we're not always right.
That's right.
When you can realize that sometimes maybe we're in the wrong and learning how to work through that, mm-hmm. it can help resolve a conflict as well. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Zach.
My pleasure.
Excellent tips, and friends, I hope that you were able to answer those questions. We'll see you next time.
What do you think about these neighbors and this carpenter, Rebecca?
Well, I think the carpenter is up to something. I don't know what he's up to, but he's thinking of something very creative.
Well, we're going to find out more about this feud, this relationship between these two neighbors next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.